Welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. This is Konrad Förstner. The episode is part of our coverage of the Wikisite 2018 conference that took place in November 2018 in Berkeley, California, where I could meet numerous very interesting people, and some of them I could convince to talk with me in front of this microphone. If you would like to have a general introduction of the meeting, I would recommend you to listen to 134 and then start with this episode. Enjoy, have fun, and here's now the interview. And here's another episode from Wikisite 2018. I have Daniel Meetin with me, and I guess I don't have to introduce Daniel Meetin for our common listeners, but maybe, Daniel, you can give a rough overview. What are you doing usually?
Well, I'm a data scientist at the University of Virginia, and there I'm involved in teaching data science, building workflows and infrastructure around data science and policies around data science, and also doing research that involves data science.
Okay, and we are now at the end of Wikisite. We had a rough 3 days. It was really packed, but it was really inspiring from my side, at least. And we just wanted to do a little recap and then see what we gained here and how this went. So maybe we can talk first a little bit about the format. How was this organized?
Okay, this year we copied a format that we had last year as well. So it's a 3 days event. And the first day is more or less a classical conference monologue kind of event. The second day mostly consisted of breakout sessions that were tackling specific problems. And the third day was a do-a-thon slash hack day where people were working on very concrete projects. But the first day, we wanted to look back at what the community has achieved over the course of the last year. But the second day, we wanted to look into the future, so discussing several scenarios on how this community might move forward. And on the third day, we wanted to pick certain doable steps from those future scenarios to improve on what is already there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should do some specs. So how many people were here, and where are we, by the way?
Okay, yeah, we are here in Berkeley in the David Brower Center in Berkeley, California, USA, and about 115 people registered. I think 112 of them actually showed up. And as far as I can tell, they came from about 20 countries or so. So that's metadata.
Exactly. Yeah, and it was really a rather interesting crowd, and it's always amazing what kind of backgrounds people bring here. I mean, there were definitely a lot of librarians, classically, and lots of people associated with the scientists, right? How do you select the crowd? Because I think it's rather hard, or is I think there are more people applying than slots are available, and I guess it's sometimes tough to select this. Is there a certain procedure how you do that?
Well, I think it's unusual for conferences to select their participants. This was here the case largely because we had the possibility to fund the participation of a large number of the attendees. And since we couldn't fund everyone's attendance, we had an application process in general. Also, the venue had limited capacity, and so we just had to work within those boundaries, and that's why we had a selection process. In that selection process, we tried to look at a number of components. One is expertise in the area around Wikisite, citations, semantic web, Wikimedia, literature, library, data modeling, these kinds of things, data visualization. And there we tried to really cover the different corners. We tried to take into account other aspects of diversity, like gender, ethnicity, language, geography, and so on. But there we were limited by the limited funds, but also, for instance, by the visa regulations of different countries, and especially the US. And So that was roughly the criterion. And also people were asked to, in the application form, what kinds of contributions they planned to make to the event. And so we looked at the kinds of contributions that people had proposed and how diverse these were, how they could actually help us run this 3-day program with the different kinds of scopes for each day. And so that's how it all came about.
And for the people who could not attend, I think you had a broad selection of ways of getting involved and yeah, getting to know what happened here.
Yeah, so already the planning largely took place on Wiki, so people knew whenever we were planning something, then what the current state was. The entire program was on the Wiki. Then we actually managed to have every presentation public at the moment when it started. We had a live stream for everything that happened in the main room. We had an active Twitter hashtag. We had Etherpads for every session. Much of the coding took place in public GitHub repos. We used fabricator tickets to basically keep track of bugs and feature requests. And so, yeah, it's just an open way of doing things, which is more or less normal in the Wiki world, but not so much in the scholarly communication or library worlds yet.
Yeah, this is really often the case when they go to the classical scientific conferences, and well, there's nothing like a wiki or a pads to document stuff. It's really amazing how large this gap is, and it's well, okay, but we stop the bashing here. So if we think we had now 3 days with packed with talks and discussion and people with a broad background, What are the main takeaways? What did we gain?
Well, the event just ended. I'm not so sure I can actually express this in a useful fashion yet. I would say I'm quite familiar with many of the things that are being done, but I learned a lot still and got new ideas, new inputs, and that was good. And I guess, well, at least from what I gathered from the others, basically everybody learned something. That's very good already. Second, we had lots of interaction about different things, like the common goals, especially yesterday, where we tried to identify what are the goals of this community, how can it contribute to larger goals of like the library or knowledge worker world, in terms of providing infrastructure to find scholarly references, to find references, to be able to verify claims, these kind of things, how to build such infrastructure, how to build communities, how to build workflows, standards, and so on. And also how this contributes to things like the Wikimedia strategy and existing workflows and activities in the Wiki world. So people learned something about this at the large-scale bird's eye perspective. And also then, especially today, we were zooming in on very particular details, like this particular call to the API that worked yesterday doesn't work today anymore, or we want to add this feature to that particular tool, or this particular Sparker query gives us some results that don't make sense, so we have to check either the query or some of the results and things like that. And so I really liked that. I have the feeling we have made progress. We tried to document it as well as you can during the an ongoing event. We actually had an extra slot that was reserved for documentation at the end of each session today. We had 5 minutes where everybody was supposed to just work on documentation. Some people have actually circumvented that by documenting the entire time when they were there, just using shared Etherpads while they were having discussions, so they didn't have to do this extra time slot, and it's still well documented, much better than in many other conferences that I've seen where some poor person is singled out as the rapporteur or so. Here it just worked collaboratively. Yeah, and so that is an enriching thing. We will then go and write things up in different ways. We have to just reports to the funders anyway. We will have to report to the wider community, including those who couldn't be here. And we will have to drive the discussions forward at the different levels of the individual projects that are being worked on. Some of them are just continuations of things that already existed. Some of them have been born here. And also at the level of the higher things as to where would this community go? What is the role of citations in the Wiki world? What is the role of Wiki data or the Wiki world in the wider, let's say, citation world or scholarly communication or reference world, library world? These questions haven't found a definite answer here, but we've definitely made progress in terms of raising awareness of the different issues amongst the different people who were here. We have had some level of diversity in the participation that also meant like some of the usual suspects, they have gotten some input from unusual corners, and some of the people who are not often participating in such things for various reasons, they have been participating or they've had some chance to offer input. And now everybody's going back to their communities and hopefully bringing some of those things that we have discussed here into other contexts so that some of those ideas can get refined, adapted to those specific contexts, and maybe that some other ideas that live out there in other communities can actually feed back to this Wikisite community to help us move forward.
Yeah, this kind of sparkling ideas here. This is, I think, really one of the main reasons why I personally also enjoy coming here. Whenever I come back from these meetings, I'm so full of ideas. And, well, I mean, often people report then the year after is already the first fruits of this, or even earlier, right? Not only here, but already online. And I mean, also myself, I started here this project that even got BMBF funding, right? So, and this is clearly a result of these meetings, of this the discussion here. And while we also generate a lot of content here and even solutions on the hack day, I guess, this generating ideas, spreading this, discussion this is very strong, right? It's really a strong purpose here. We also had this, especially at the second day, in the summit, this approach of breaking down to different scenarios, what could happen or how this could be done. Maybe you can elaborate this a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So on day two, we had this overarching question, where should the Wikisite community go? And in order to understand that question, we have to take a step back and first understand that Wikisite is about managing more or less reference materials, things that are cited initially from Wikipedia, but potentially from the wider world as well. And that might include books, court cases, patents, journal articles, poems, films, whatever. And right now, about 40% of the content of Wikidata more or less refers to such entities, and most of those are actually journal articles. And the question then was, well, where should we go? Should we strive for completeness? Should we strive for covering just whatever is cited from Wikipedia? Should we look for specific corpuses where we strive for completeness in certain corners, or where we strive to cater to certain communities? And so the design of day two was we split the audience into three groups, three tracks that basically went through the entire day. One group was discussing the scenario of things that need to happen and also opportunities that arise and issues that present themselves in a scenario where Wikisite is trying to cover everything that is cited from any Wikipedia or basically outside, from within the Wikimedia universe. In the second group, we were discussing what it would mean if we were to build an ecosystem in which different communities were to build their own, let's say, ecosystem of citations, citable things, and strive for a certain level of completeness within that limited context. And in the third group, we were discussing something that could be described as a bibliographic commons and has been described as a bibliographic moonshot here as well. In which we basically try to take the usual wiki approach to map the sum of whatever in the wiki world. And we try to bring that to the world of citable things that would include data sets, software, and others as well. To give an example where the wiki world is already doing this, so on Wikidata there is a project called The Sum of All Paintings, where we're basically indexing all the paintings that are in major collections and in any major national gallery or museum and things like that. And those paintings, they get annotated as to who painted them, when they were painted, on which material they were painted, on from which material the frame was made, who owned it at which point and where it is located in the Louvre, in which room now, all these things, they are annotated. And since we've done this, and there's another project, Every Politician, which basically tries to cover all the existing parliaments in every country in the world, and some in some countries even at some subnational level, and also going back in history. So we try to cover every politician, basically. Or another project that we recently started is lexemes. Basically, every word in every language is now being annotated as being a word, like a noun, an adjective, or whatever, in that particular language. And it has these grammatical forms. And those grammatical forms, they form these senses, which correspond to those meanings in the Wikidata corpus. And so the Wiki community is not afraid of such large projects. And now this same mindset is applied to a corner of the knowledge management ecosystem where infrastructure hasn't been developed very much. So if you look at the source code of a Wikipedia page, you see the references there blended in there, more or less amongst the free text. And there's not a lot of structure. But if you have structured data about citations, you can do a lot in terms of exposing knowledge that is not normally connected. One of those examples for that is Scholia, a tool that we're developing and that was also demoed here, where you can use information, for instance, about papers that people have published, and then can then surface that on the profile of an institute where the activity, the topics of an institute can be derived from the topics that people at the institute are working on. And so we're really making use of the linked open data nature of Wikidata. And that is an interesting approach that is not very common, even in the like linked data world yet, because there the usual approach is that some authority defines what goes into the linked data, whereas here we take the Wiki approach that anyone can contribute, and that creates new opportunities, it creates new problems, and it necessitates new kinds of conversations.
We might have a little bit more background noise now. Well, this is the live situation now, so Dan and me got kicked out of the room. It's the end of the meeting, I said, but we still would like to finish some of the thoughts that we just have started. And one thing or one keyword that we have not touched so far is federation. Maybe you can elaborate this a little bit.
Well, it's one of those words that mean many things to many people. Here it has, well, several meanings as well. So one rather concrete meaning is that once you have a Sparkle endpoint, so that is a way to query a corpus that exists as linked open data, then you can combine several such endpoints to ask questions that you can't address in using just one source of data. And this way of combining different data sets in a query is called federation. And that's one of the aspects that we have been talking about, because Wikidata uses a specific software called Wikibase that makes this federation simpler. But federation was also discussed in a different context where basically lots of different data sources would actually interact in a way that is, let's say, much more intensive than what is usual today. It doesn't necessarily involve Sparkle, but it certainly involves linked data in some way, and not necessarily open data. And so this has sparked a number of conversations around infrastructures, use cases, communities, and things like that that are touched by such interaction between different sources of data.
Yeah, this was already, let's say, in the previous meetings, it was always also a point. Should we throw everything into Wikidata, or should we have another Wikibase instances and put content there? But it has a lot of implications, and there are things that the community has to figure out. And I know many people are playing around now with own instances as well. We did this as well, by the way. And it's an unsolved issue, and I think the main point was here to raise more awareness to that, right? And all the implications that are there, right?
Well, all the implications are not known. So some implications, also the implications are different for different people, different use cases, and so on. Wikibase is something that wasn't really much on the horizon for many people here. Some people have just discovered it here. But there has been quite a lot of activity over the last year or so. So for instance, a series of workshops has been organized just with the focus on Wikibase, just the software behind Wikidata, not really much about Wikidata. And then ways in which individual people or institutions can run such instances of that software, and then talk about federating those instances. And this community is small. Right now, there are just like a few dozen public instances of that software. And this community is largely connected, so people know about each other. We are working on mechanisms to actually make those instances aware of each other, and so that they can actually exchange data and data models and things like that. And so, yes, the it's clear that not all linked open data will ever live in Wikidata for many different reasons. Also, and having an ecosystem of Wikibases around Wikidata is one way to approach that, but not every kind of data should sit in a Wikibase, nor would it. And so we can see this as a kind of layered system. So think of it as an onion, you know, where you can have some RDF sits somewhere in the middle. Wikidata sits in this pool of RDF, and it's surrounded by Wikibase instances and other databases that are linked via identifier mapping and common standards and things like that. And then the community communities using those resources, they find their ways by bundling those resources to meet their needs. And the Wikimedia Foundation has the goal to become the essential infrastructure for knowledge. I think that is actually a mistake. I would say any essential infrastructure is more appropriate. But anyway, they are big already. They are going to play a big role in the open knowledge ecosystem in the near future, and probably also until 2030 or so. And so it is important to connect that community with other communities who deeply care about knowledge and managing knowledge and verifiability and references and sources of knowledge and things like that. Mm.
Sounds like the scientific community, for example. Yeah. Also, the term often used was making Wikidata a hub of hubs, right, inside of that universe. Okay, I think we covered a lot, and I think we could talk about this for hours, but we cannot here outside. So, some final thoughts. What have we missed? What are the big takeaways that you would distillate out of all that?
Something I've definitely missed is multilingual aspects. This conference was very much focused on English. There, some of the strengths of Wikidata and by extension also Wikisite are actually in the multilinguality of the platform. We have seen some glimpses of that. So, for instance, the Finnish wiki community was featured a little bit. We had some contributions from Spanish. We both are German. And so, yeah, it wasn't entirely English, but the most of the examples were drawn from English or were English-centric, and of course all of the conversations were in English. And I would certainly hope that we would find ways to bring the multilingual aspect more into the center of attention. For various reasons, actually, for cultural reasons of increasing the diversity of the perspectives in the discussion, for actually enabling people who have different levels of English to participate in those discussions, but also because different languages, come with different, let's say, literature corpora, they come with different challenges in terms of technical representation of those corpora, they come with different histories, like some languages have never really been written down, or they have just recently begun to be written down, often in a foreign alphabet, and things like that. And so if we really want to aim at covering the sum of human knowledge or the sum of all citations and things like that, we really have to take a broader perspective than what we have here. And in the limit of like just 3 days, you can't do it all. And so for one single event that takes place in an English-centric environment, I'm completely fine with that. But in the long run, for like future activities, language is certainly a thing that we should pay more attention to. Some other aspects are, for instance, mathematics, formulas. I'm still interested in people who are gathering information that is contained in those formulas and how, for instance, mathematical equations are being cited across different corpora of literature. And right now, this is not easy to track, but I would love to have projects like this develop out of this Wikisite community. And or another one is multimedia. So there was some discussion of images, then the entire conference was live streamed, but still nobody has talked about videos and or even audio. We're doing radio here. Radio wasn't really on the radar of the things that were discussed here. And so I would hope that we move away a little bit from the very text-centric / image-centric / static kind of content to things that are a bit, let's say, non-printable, also 3D. We haven't really discussed that, but there are themes to explore in that. Or there are other kind of things like the court cases, the patents, the poems, all those other kinds of the brochures, leaflets, pamphlets that are important sometimes. So, for instance, in times of revolution, people don't publish books, they publish pamphlets. And some of those have had enormous impact and so on. And right now, we don't really have the tools to cover those kinds of things. And so I hope that we will find ways to have such other things that are missing here basically find their way into the discussions and into the workflows and the infrastructures that this community is working on. And if not, then at least we will find other communities that care about these things and then find ways to connect to them.
All right. I think we could talk about this for hours, and actually we should, but maybe not today, but I think we should sit together at some point and dive into certain topics more specifically and touch this. What we see is that also Wikidata currently just touches the surface, and there's so much out there that still could be modeled and could be represented there. And I guess this is enough space to fill, and this means also that we might have another wiki site maybe next year. I think it's rather clear. So this is, I think, on the horizon.
Yeah, that we will have some event is more or less clear. It's just not clear what the format will be, where it will be, or whether it will actually be a set of events. That is up in the air. That's up for the community to decide. Also, it's not entirely clear that it's always the same people who are organizing this. So we're looking forward to how this is going to develop, but I think there is a lot of enthusiasm in this community, and so I'm confident that something useful will happen. And also, we still have a lot of things to digest from here, and people are still actively hacking on the things that we worked on today. So even though the official event is over, the things, the normal activities, they are going on. And also, we had people, lots of people actually following, interacting remotely. And I haven't had a chance to even check Twitter today. So I guess there's lots of additional ways in which we can benefit also from the observations of those who could not attend and things that they would like to work on, or maybe things that they have worked on while we were sitting here and doing our stuff. So yeah, it's going to be interesting, and I'm looking forward to whatever comes next.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time, and yes, let's explore Berkeley a little bit. Bye.
Okay, thanks.